USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is set to meet with lawmakers on Monday to discuss his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president has said that he is open to listening to ideas on his plan, but insists that the country needs a large investment into its infrastructure. But Republicans have been hesitant to support the package because of some of the contents of the plan, as well as the use of an increase in the corporate tax rate to fund it. Representative Liz Cheney says that the president's package could get GOP support if a large number of changes are made. The Wyoming Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that too much of the funding in the bill goes to pet projects that have nothing to do with infrastructure.
The bill would need to be fundamentally redone. It would need to be a different bill. It would need to actually focus on infrastructure, not on so many of the additional Green New Deal spending priorities that are focused on helping Democrat allies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
White House border coordinator Roberta Jacobson announced Friday that she would be leaving her post at the end of the month, as the humanitarian crisis at the southern border only seems to be getting worse. Representative Ashley Hinson recently visited the border and says that the president and vice president need to make a visit as well. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that they need to go sit down with law enforcement on the ground to fully understand the true impact of the situation.
I think Vice President Harris needs to come. President Biden needs to come. He needs to do what we did, which was sit down with Republican sheriffs, Democrat sheriffs. This is a nonpartisan issue, and I can tell you that our law enforcement is strapped. They're being outspent. They're being out technology. The cartels are using way more technology than what we have, and they're using it to their advantage. So the cartels are the ones that are winning this war, and until they see that and hear that firsthand from the people who are actually experiencing it, I think for them, it's truly out of sight, out of mind.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More pressure is being put on the CDC to allow cruise ships to sail again. Jeremy Scott has more.
Restrictions on cruise ships have been extended until November. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox News having the industry shut down during the pandemic has been decimating.
Between last year and this year, if the season is canceled, we're going to have about a $3.3 billion economic loss in Alaska. That's in a state with about a $56 billion GDP, so it's going to be significant. We're going to lose millions of dollars in local revenue for our communities, especially along the coast. Unemployment rates will remain stubbornly high.
Governor Dunleavy has sent a report to the White House outlining the impacts it is having on his state. Carnival Cruises has threatened to pull its ships out of the U.S. because of the CDC's order. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Caribbean island of St. Vincent is trying to figure out how best to clean up after a volcanic eruption has covered most of the island in ash. Officials are working to determine the extent of the damage to buildings from the ashfall. The La Soufriere volcano began erupting on Friday, shooting a cloud of ash up to 6 miles into the sky. More than 18,000 residents have been evacuated from the red zone around the mountain, though no one has yet been evacuated off the island. The continued ashfall knocked out power on Sunday morning, though it was restored by the afternoon. Officials say some residents could be displaced for months depending on the extent of the damage. Several other Caribbean countries, like Antigua and Barbuda and Grenada, have offered to take in evacuees as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.